Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeffrey's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Great 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of 3 books on operating from home. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Pleasure
good,
to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jeff. One of the advantages I've always felt that I had over a lot of other people in the marketplace was I came up, my basic early jobs, past flipping burgers and delivering furniture, you know, right after the burger flipping furniture delivering days, which was kind of concurrent with each other.
You mean a couple months ago?
Yeah, a couple months ago. I started selling on commission. Right. I learned how to sell. I was trained by the best.
Right.
And so I still don't have any problem, you know, working my way into finding a way to ask a customer, a prospect, for their business.
Right.
But that same kind of training, that same kind of attitude, a perspective, helps me get other people to do things for me that are not involved with a sale.
Right.
And you know how I do it?
How's that?
I ask them.
Ask. The ask.
You've been working
capital
on,
T,
you've been working on
a.
that, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Capital T, capital A, the ask. And I've done some. And I heard the phrase for the first time about a year ago when someone was doing a favor for me, and I needed him to ask somebody else that he knew that I didn't know to, you know, make a request on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And in email correspondence back and forth, he used the phrase, you know, I've only got, I will make the ask, you know, so to speak, you know, with cap T. He didn't say cap T, cap A, but it was the ask. I hadn't heard of it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But later on in the sort of thread of the conversation, he spoke of, like, only having so many asks. So it really made the ask stand out to me as something that is above a request.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's something that is bigger. It's more than, will you walk my dog today? You know, it's
right.
More than, will you watch my shop today? It's something where you're really asking somebody for something not significant, like they should say no, but something that can do you some good, that somebody else has the power to do, and so, but you don't know if you don't ask. And so the ask is something that often goes, you know, sort of beneath our own radars. We don't think about it. We don't, either we're fearful of imposing or we just don't know to do it. And so some of my reporting lately has focused on how, I'm reporting about women in the marketplace and how generationally boomers, you know, women who are boomers, baby boomers who are executives now grew up, you know, sort of very reluctant to make the ask. Where now they see millennials and Gen Xers much more inclined to do it because they're raised in a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something we all have to embrace as business owners out there because, you know, if you don't ask, you certainly won't get
it. One thing about the millennials, they don't seem to have any kind of an illusion of a firewall between them and the power.
Right.
I mean, when you and I came up, there was a little bit of a firewall there. You know, you just didn't cross certain lines. These guys don't know anything about lines.
Right.
But coming back to this ask thing, you know, I've gotten people to do things for me, and you know, I remember the first time I asked somebody a really, you know, important celebrity to do something for me.
Right.
And somebody said, wow, how did you get that? How did you do that? I said, I asked them.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. The best way to ask somebody something, there is a way to ask somebody like that something. If there's somebody who can help you and they can really help you. And you realize that since they've got that power, you know, they're an important person in your life. They could bless you, so to speak,
right,
with their help. You don't just walk up and say, "Will you do this for me?"
Right.
The ask probably involves some kind of preparation. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, first off, you have to know, you have to be prepared to make an ask. You have to know specifically what you want. So, for example, this piece I'm working on about the ask and about these female executives, it's part of a networking event that they're involved in, and they're told to come in with a specific ask. Very detailed, very much what they are looking for, not some pie in the sky, big umbrella ask, very specific. So if you need an employee in a certain area, you need a specific connection made. It's not like, can you connect me somebody in high tech? I need somebody.
You're not asking them to take you on as a project. You're asking them to lift a finger to help you.
To make a specific request, exactly, whether it's a connection.
Push a specific button.
Absolutely. And I think that's, part of it is we think that we just need to make quite often as a reporter I do this, where I'll say, "Hey, Jim, I'm doing a story on the ask. What can you tell me?" And then Jim may get back to me and say, "Jeff, that's a little bit loose there. Can you narrow it down for me?"
Well, so because this person's probably very busy.
They're very busy, and they're not mind readers. Imagine
if they
can
help you, they're probably pretty busy. In the case I was talking about, I had met this person, but he didn't really know me all that well.
Right.
And so I knew two other people who knew him very well, who knew me very well.
Right.
I got both of them to write me. I asked them, who they both kind of owed me a favor, I asked them to write a letter of introduction for me.
Right.
Then they did it, and I wrote my letter and asked him to do something for me. And then I even said, "And if you'll do this for me, this is what I will do for you."
Right. An ask is essentially
right.
What you did.
Yeah.
You asked these two individuals to set you up in a way to so you could set your ask up.
Right.
And I think that it's important that we think, and I will say, and this is a shout out to Jim, but not really an intentional shout out. Whenever we're done with this conversation and before we get off the line, you always say to me, "What can I do for you?" And I think that there's, and it's honest, and you always say it. It's almost like saying, "Goodbye, good morning, what can I do for you?" I mean, it's part of your vernacular and your habit, which is great. And I think that we have to work that into our own habits, where as opposed to me saying to Jim, I need to meet Bob, but how can I help you?
You know the law of reciprocity, Jeff, giver's gain.
There you go.
And we should go into this in the next segment, folks. This is a really important part of asking someone for help. And if you pay it forward, it's a lot easier. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.